and the application has actually been filed with the High Court. And we are filing what is called the habeas corpus, which means it is compelling the state to either produce or at least tell us when Tamara is, and that matter is awaiting sit down before the High Court.
What is the process here? Is it that the High Court we have to wait to hear from the police? Are there any timelines?
Yes, what happens is a matter of this agent, once the matter has been filed and the police and other state agencies have been served, they will be asked to come. It depends the time that is given by the judge, but he has to deal with this expeditiously as potentially the threat to life. So he summons the representatives of the state agencies to either produce them or at least explain his whereabouts.
So if someone is abducted, how long does it take for lawyers, for example, to demand action from the police?
Well, it's immediate. You know, there is, of course, a provision of when you're talking about a missing person, per se, where people talk of 48 hours. But in this case, there is evidence that he was actually abducted by a known person. So it really is a case of kidnap, and the obligation to act on the part of the lawyer as well as on the part of the state becomes immediate because potentially the threat to life. So we actually reported to the police yesterday, and the police and the nearest police station where this happened in Glenora said there is no knowledge of this. And that's why we had to go this step further to use the court system to say to the police, please act immediately.